is Moolah with George McEncrow on Disrupt Radio.
Today I'm talking about the pressure we feel as we arrive at the end of the year. And somebody who knows all about pressure and how to manage it is Audrey McGibbon, occupational psychologist, researcher, wellbeing expert, and the co-founder of Eek and Sense. Audrey, what is it that makes people feel so tense as the year winds its way through to the end?
Morning, George. Well, you know, I think it's just called being human. and the machinery that is our brain sometimes isn't terribly logical, but, you know, a lot of it is self-imposed pressure or the perception of pressure coming from other people. And that's just creating a lot of stress. And, you know, stress is that feeling when you are overwhelmed or just not in control of what you think is being expected or demanded of you. So, you know, the science calls it a state of over-arousal, George, but perhaps we don't want to go down that path and use that term pre-Christmas over-arousal state.
I wouldn't mind being a bit over-aroused, but I just between you and me. But I do think it's interesting that this idea that someone else is doing it better, like, is that got a part of it? You know, that there's this sort of, I don't know whether it's from social media or where it comes from, but that there are people who have done all their shopping, you know, they've planned all their meals. They know exactly what's going to happen. Their work is all up to date. They've handed over whatever tasks that need to be done. And there's, in our own heads, we feel like there's this other perfect version of ourselves doing it all right.
Yeah, look, I don't think we can blame it all on social media, because this is one of the things I think even in my lifetime I can, you know, distinctly remember my grandmother getting stressed at this time of year, my mother getting stressed. Now, some of that is the gene pool, but some of it is definitely, I think, sort of a societal pressure point around at this time of year. There is a tradition around having perfect family experiences. And even if we take the religion out of it, it is a time where one is supposed to be celebrating and happy and relaxing. And that perversely, of course, puts a bit of pressure on us. So, and then social media, I think, plays that amplifying role.
Yeah, for sure. Do you reckon it's women feel it more than men?
Well, we know women feel more pressure and anxiety than men in general. So, yes, I do think.
But Christmas, the burden of Christmas and the planning of holidays and the menus and the gifts and all that,
that is
stuff.
A disproportionately, woman's work.
Yeah, and it's a shithouse job. Like, really, it's the worst. Yeah. And then you're meant to sort of glide into Christmas Day with a smile on your face and, you know, you've been to the hairdresser, you've touched up the roots and you've waxed your legs and you've put on a fake tan and you've baked turkey. Oh, my God. Yeah, it just makes you feel kind of sick even before you start.
Yeah, we're an all-female business, and so we've decided that we're closing shop a few days before Christmas because we've all got families, and actually we need the time beforehand more than after is nice recovery, but we don't have to recover as hard if we get just a few days up our sleeves beforehand.
Do you think there's a solution? Can you just sort of wag Christmas, like just, you know, like either do it earlier or do it later and just spend the day? Like I've got some friends who come from the country and they sort of try and do, they've both got big families. And it was, I remember the first time this friend of mine talked to me about this. She said, oh, we'll spend Christmas Day, we'll buy the bachelor's handbag chicken, just the chook from the supermarket, and some coleslaw and a bottle of wine, and we'll go as a family and just sit on the riverbank and enjoy Christmas lunch. And I was thinking, you're not allowed to do that. Like how do you do that?
I would invite everyone to reimagine their holiday season coming up and think, well, if we were to do it differently and if it was to be truly more enjoyable and pleasurable and better for us, I think is more to the point, what would be different?
Yeah.
And truly, you know, so you serve up a hideously dried out turkey.
So what?
You know, that becomes the stuff of family folklore, really. It might seem like a tragedy on the day, but it's really not. But, you know, I think there's other stuff going on this year as well. You know, what was in the news? The Cozzy Lives.
The cost of living thing is definitely putting people into sort of peak anxiety form.
Yeah.
I mean, what sorts of things do you advise clients who come in, they're revved up, they're, you know, stressed about things that have to be completed at work, things at home, street parties, kinder concerts, school events, you know, end of year this, end of year that, make a costume, bring a plate, and you just want to tell everyone to get stuffed. How do you manage that? Like, what's a solution? Yeah.
Well, I think it's subscribing to the principle of you really can't do or have it all. So can you either individually or as a family sort of sit down and agree, you know, if this holiday season is to be a good holiday season for you, what are the priorities? And is it, you know, that everybody gets the perfect gift and the perfect turkey and the perfect this and the perfect that? Or, you know, is it that you're going to the street parties and you're doing all the stuff at school? What is it that when push comes to the shove is really most important? And just sort of accept that there aren't enough hours in the day for you to do all of the things that you might feel obliged to do. So the extent that you can let go of a lot of the obligation and really sort of think about the, you know, the you do you, if you did you, what would make you truly feel contented? What would have purpose? And if you could get that just sort of a bit more clear cut in your mind, it's almost like an outcome if we use the business language.
Yeah,
you know, what's
yeah.
your KPI for the season? What's your outcome?
Yeah, what does a good day look like? Yeah. What does a good Christmas look like? Yeah,
so do you want lots of fun and hilarity, or do you want to just sleep and eat vegetables because that's what your body's craving? That's not actually something I feel, but you know, just to be clear, I'm accepting that it's part of the you do you. You know, there might be some people for whom that is what they need, that's what they want.
Yeah, and maybe even just trying to, you know, put some different perspective on it, because you, like, I know myself, I am a nut job at Christmas time. I get so stressed about things, and I know it ekes out into like a poisonous miasma onto the rest of the family, and it's sort of like, everyone have a good time, you know, everybody be nice, everybody, like, this is fun, this is Christmas, and it's just an awful awful atmosphere, and I'm in charge of it. I'm doing it to myself. I don't.
Yep.
How do I not do that?
Well, look, George, at least you're not a psychologist. Imagine how I felt. So my kids are 22 and 19, and I can remember when my little girl refused to wear a dress that I purchased for Christmas Day, especially.
Man.
She was a tomboy, and she refused to wear it, and I chucked such a tanty. I cut it up. I said, right, if you're not wearing it today, you're not wearing it ever. And that is family folklore. And if I could take that moment back.
Oh, you would. Do you know what? That has made me feel, that makes me feel so much better, because it's so human, and you understand how brains work and how emotional, whatever it is, dysregulation kind of impacts you on the day and what fatigue does. But yeah, for you to, like, I've done very similar things because, and I have to stop and think, who is it that I'm trying to impress? Who is this jury that's sitting waiting in judgment of me?
Yeah, and it's everywhere, you know, it's a collective societal thing. You're right, it's a bit of social media, and it's a lot about, you know, what we think we ought to be doing and what we think is going to make us happy and what's important. But, and it's really easy to get caught up in that narrative. So, you know, I think big picture, have a word with yourself before we truly
take our time
and rewrite that narrative. Okay. I just want to have a holiday time where we avoid major family conflicts, or where I get, you know, I do a couple of bushwalks. That would be amazing. I was chatting to Mike earlier. I said, I just really like to be bored. That's my goal for this summer.
Oh,
I
heaven.
Need to be bored.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Just to say everyone else can piss off. I mean, I remember the day I found a place that did turkeys, you know, in advance, and you could pick them up on Christmas morning, and it changed my life. Like, I was like, I'm going to actually just pay for some things that I would otherwise, I'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning stuffing a turkey and just building that sense of rage, you know, until everyone sat down, and then I'd sort of be hoping that all choke on their lunch. Look, I want to come back in a second and talk to you about how this bleeds into the workplace and what supportive workplaces can do, you know, as we head into the festive season. How do we take pressure off people? Because everyone wants their staff to come back refreshed and happy, and not strung out and sending apology texts to everybody in the family group chat. So let's, I'll come back in a moment with my fabulous guest, Audrey McGibbon, who is a psychologist and the co-founder of eConsense.